All right. So have you ever thought about waiting? Do you love waiting? Do you love waiting, Linda? Yes. Pam, do you love waiting? No. So so anyone love waiting here? No. There's waiting. Okay, I know. We may expect and feel thrilled. That's just for me. When we wait for something or someone. So when I order some items on eBay, a famous online shopping mall, as you know, I feel excited while I waited the items I ordered to be delivered at my place. And when I was dating Hee-jung, looks young. Thank you. Yeah, still okay. Thank you. So I think the photo was took at Korea. I think the famous theme park. It is called Lotte World. I think Andrew, you were there when you visited Korea. So I waited for her at our appointment places, even though she was sometimes late. I was okay as long as she had turned up on time. I think I was just excited about the waiting moment for her. In fact, I really enjoyed waiting for my girlfriend. But what about preparing? Preparing. Do you love preparing something? Yeah, sometimes, yes. We don't like waiting, but sometimes we like preparing. Preparing is like a kind of waiting. But it sounds more active than waiting. Recently, most VC has finished. So Rachel finished your every exams. Now you're free. Yeah, now the world is heaven for you. So do the students wait for just VC? No. They prepare VC, right? So Rachel, you studied a lot hard, right, for VC. Rachel didn't wait for VC. She prepared a lot for VC to have a good result. As you know, I went to Japan on my recent annual leave. I waited around 5 months for the Japan trip. I should prepare a couple of things for the trip to Japan, such as my passport, airplane tickets, customs declaration, confirmation documents for accommodation, Japanese transportation card, money exchange, portable Wi-Fi modems, clothes, absolutely I shouldn't be naked in Tokyo, and even haircut and dyeing my hair for the nice photo like this. Now I'm not boldness, I have my dye. And before departure, everything, yes, is I think more than that once, more than. So I prepared for the Japan trip for 5 months. If I didn't prepare anything for Japan, I would have been rejected to get on the plane. The Bible readings we read today tells us about the difference between waiting and preparing, and the need for active participation and vigilant participation in the Christian life for the kingdom of God. During this ordinary season means after the Pentecost and before Christmas, Advent, the lectionary reading in the Gospels of Matthew constantly have told us about heaven, the kingdom of God, through some parables of Jesus. In Matthew 25, Jesus shares another parable of the talents to explain about heaven, illustrating the importance of being active and diligent stewards of the gifts God has entrusted to us. The master in the parable commends those servants who took their talents and multiplied them through active engagement. However, the one who merely waited and buried his talent faced consequences. This narrative draws a clear distinction between passive waiting and active preparation. Turning our attention to 1 Thessalonians 5, the Apostle Paul addresses the concept of waiting for the day of the Lord. He contrasts the children of light who are prepared and vigilant with those who are in darkness and caught off guard. Paul emphasizes that we are not destined for wrath, but called us to live soberly, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of the hope of salvation. The crux of these passages lies in understanding the difference between waiting and preparing. Waiting implies a passive stance, anticipating something to happen without necessarily taking action. On the other hand, preparing involves a proactive engagement, making ready for the anticipated event. In the Christian life, it is not enough to wait idly for the return of our Lord or the manifestation of His kingdom. We are called to actively prepare ourselves and participate in the divine work unfolding around us. This preparation entails cultivating a deep relationship with God through listening to His word and living in obedience to His commands. In the context of building the kingdom of heaven on earth, waiting in the Christian life might involve expecting God's ultimate fulfillment of His promises without actively contributing to the realization of His kingdom. It can be more passive outlook, trusting that God will bring about His plans in His time. Preparing, on the other hand, extends beyond passive waiting. It involves actively aligning one's life with God's purposes, participating in His redemptive work and contributing to the establishment of His kingdom on earth. This includes living out the values of the kingdom, sharing the gospel, serving others, and utilizing one's talents and resources to bring about positive change in the world. Vigilant participation involves recognizing the signs of God's work, responding to His call, and using our God-given gifts to advance His kingdom on earth. It is a dynamic and engaged faith that embraces the responsibility of being co-laborers with Christ in the establishment of His reign. While waiting acknowledges God's sovereignty, preparing underscores our responsibility as stewards and co-workers in the divine project of building God's kingdom on earth. It is called to active engagement and a willingness to be instruments of God's transformative power in the world. Preparing the way for the kingdom of God is the mission. The mission needs active participation and transformation for our church and even our neighbor. Our endeavor here at Uniting Church is doing well in each mission. We do various things, such as donation for Samaritan Purse and Andrew Center, or trading table, Kids Hope, hospital visiting, worship service for aged cares, local aged cares, and also playgroup. It is not for surviving or pushing people to come to the church. We have just shown the good news of Christ and His love through our actions, resources, and talents. The mission of preparing the kingdom of God on earth involves living according to the teachings of Jesus and spreading the message of God, message of God's love and forgiveness. The mission is often seen as a call to participate in God's work of reconciling humanity to Himself and establishing justice, compassion, and righteousness in the world. As we navigate the complexities of life, let us not be passive bystanders, merely waiting for God's intervention. Instead, let us be active participants in His redemptive plan, prepared and vigilant, ready to make a difference in the world around us. May our lives be a testimony to the transformative power of active preparation and vigilant participation in the kingdom of God. Amen.